Bristol Bay has seen record runs of sockeye in recent years and expects another big harvest this summer. But the numbers of Chinook, or king salmon, have dropped. Chinook are central to subsistence ways of life across Alaska. Sport fishermen have long targeted them as well. But since 2007, those runs have consistently declined. That has forced managers to restrict or close fishing in certain areas around the state. King and sockeye runs overlap, so when the sockeye harvests increase, so does incidental king bycatch. Faced with another huge sockeye run this summer, managers in the Nooshigak District on the west side of Bristol Bay will try to balance allowing fishermen to harvest them and also conserve Chinook. Tim Sands is the area management biologist for the district.
Try and walk that fine line of getting as many kings up the river as we can, but still provide opportunity to harvest sockeye salmon.
The Nooshigak is the only commercial fishing district in Bristol Bay that still counts Chinook. For the past 2 years, too few fish have reached the spawning grounds for the run to be sustainable. Last June, managers postponed commercial fishing in the Nooshigak district for days to allow more kings to escape upriver. In doing so, they let hundreds of thousands of sockeye swim through the district unharvested. This summer, Sands says the commercial and sport fish divisions will try to conserve as many Chinook as possible.
And hopefully more than the minimum of kings up the river. So it's going to be one of those day-by-day looking at things, evaluating the information we have, and trying to make the best decision we can with the information we have.
Another factor is size. Chinook have gotten smaller since the 1950s. Dan Schindler is a professor at the University of Washington who has researched salmon in Bristol Bay for decades. He says Chinook are returning to spawn at younger ages, particularly in western Alaska rivers.
What we're seeing is that the oldest, biggest fish are disappearing, or their body sizes are getting smaller at an accelerating rate, particularly during the last 10 or 15 years when fishery pressure on them has been relatively low compared to where it was 20, 30 years ago.
Schindler says climate change in the Pacific Ocean may slow their growth, but he says research indicates that if fish grow more slowly in the ocean, they return to freshwater later.
And that's not what we're seeing. We're seeing them coming back to spawn at earlier ages. So that does suggest that there's increased mortality on the oldest, biggest fish.
A lot of factors can affect salmon survival. Schindler says the decline in bigger fish could also be due to increased predation. Still, he says, salmon are resilient. Chinook can rebound if their habitat quality remains intact and if enough fish are allowed to pass through fisheries to spawn during years of low returns. For Alaska's Energy Desk in Dillingham, I'm Izzy Ross.